This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the iHealth and Health News channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Perry Rosenthal, a pioneering ophthalmologist and founder and director of the Boston Eye Pain Foundation. Dr. Rosenthal, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Rosenthal, since, as you have said, symptoms of dry eye are actually a special type of eye pain, how do you explain why so many people constantly complain of having dry eyes even though their eyes are not dry? Why does this occur?
Well, the usual explanation is that the oily layer that covers our tear film to slow its evaporation is lacking, and these tears evaporate too quickly, causing these eyes to feel dry, even when the amount of their tears is normal. On the other hand, I have observed that some of these eyes have so much tears that they were overflowing and running down their cheeks, and it didn't even seem possible that their evaporation, no matter how fast, could be responsible for the devastating dry eye symptoms. So how could this be explained? I believe that the nerves of these corneas have become hypersensitive, causing the symptoms of tear evaporation to be intensified. In other words, the nerves of these corneas are the problem, which explains why adding artificial tears only provides temporary relief, since they treat symptoms and not their cause.
Now, you've written that LASIK surgery is one of the prime causes of persistent dry eye symptoms in eyes that are not really dry. How is this explained?
Well, I suggest that the primary cause of otherwise unexplained chronic dry eye symptoms in many of these patients is in the nerves of their corneas, the corneas being the transparent tissue of the front part of our eyes through which we see our colored iris and pupil. The details of these nerves are not visible by routine methods of examining these eyes, which accounts for them showing few and sometimes even no signs of the symptoms and the intensity or even cause of these symptoms.
Also, I assume that the LASIK industry is not happy that you're talking about this today. What kind of pushback have you experienced from them?
Well, I'll give you one example. I wrote a scientific paper describing 21 patients who, after undergoing LASIK surgery, developed devastating dry eye symptoms. It had never been reported before, and yet this paper was rejected outright by two prominent medical eye journals. So I started the nonprofit Boston Eye Pain Foundation to argue the logic of my ideas.
And certainly quite interesting as well. Today we are speaking with Dr. Perry Rosenthal, a pioneering ophthalmologist and founder as well as director of the Boston Eye Pain Foundation here on eHealth Radio's iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Rosenthal, why did you start the Boston Eye Pain Foundation?
Well, if there was any hope for people with devastating dry eye symptoms whose eyes seem to have adequate tears, I believe that we must develop effective treatments. And we can't until it is recognized as a disease in its own right. The obvious first step is to make my colleagues aware of its very existence so that patients considering this procedure are at least informed of this possible complication. The process is called informed consent.
Is there any hope for people with devastating dry eye symptoms whose eyes seem to have adequate tears?
Well, you know, as I said, I don't think that there's any hope for developing effective treatments until my colleagues believe that this disease exists. As I've mentioned, the problem is that many of these eyes look perfectly normal, or if they don't, the symptoms are so intense, far exceeding what one would normally expect by routine eye examinations.
In conclusion, Dr. Rosenthal, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, the final word is really to educate your doctors if they don't believe that your symptoms are real, that you're imagining or exaggerating them, and point to an article that I've written in the peer-reviewed medical eye literature that describes it for the first time. So it's written there, and it's available for all of my colleagues who wish to educate themselves.
Well, Dr. Rosenthal, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for all the information shared here. For our listeners, where can we get more information accordingly, and how can listeners be in touch?
Well, they can look at my nonprofit website. It's under the Boston Eye Pain, that's EYEPAIN, one word, Foundation, and it has all this information.
Again, Dr. Rosenthal, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Perry Rosenthal, a pioneering ophthalmologist and founder and director of the Boston Eye Foundation. And for more information and for contact, simply visit bostoneyepain.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.